James Hunter is with us. How you doing, mate?
Hello, Nick. Nice to see you, mate.
Finally, I actually get to talk to you. It's like dead air there. Everyone's tripping out. you know, the good news is that we have subscribers here that support this radio station, so they paid for that dead air.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
They got their money's worth. There,
somebody owns it. Seems we just lost a little bit of time. I just want to, first of all, welcome you and thank you for getting up because I know you had a big show last night and you shut your voice as well.
Yeah, a little bit under the weather, yeah.
So you left the other five guys behind.
All right.
And it's just you this morning. So why don't we have a go at a song? Me and you will come back and talk a little bit and then we'll see how we're doing.
Okay. No worries.
All right, what are you going to play for us?
This is Minute by Minute. I'm making my way to you. Every minute it's you I'm closer to. There's no hurry, 'cause time's my friend. I'll get there in the end, till I get to you. Well, now here I come, baby. Well, second by second, I'm checking my direction home. Every second, tell me, oh, my time's my own. You know there's no need to check my watch, because the time is all I got. Oh, yeah, till I get to you. Here I come, baby. There's no need to check my watch, because time is all I got. Till I get to you. Yeah, here I come, baby. Well, now minute by minute, by minute go by. Wanna waste no more, let me tell you why. Though I've got more than I can spend, I want it all to begin and again with you. Here I come, baby. Oh, yeah. There's no need to check my watch, because time is all I got. Till I get to you. Here I come, baby.
It's the morning show at KCSN, and our guest is James Hunter. How you doing, mate? You all right?
Ah, not bad at all, thanks.
You made it through it.
Yeah, that blew the cobwebs out.
Well, first of all, it's always difficult to get musicians up in the morning anyway.
Yeah, I'm not really a morning person.
Yeah, well, me neither, mate, I tell you, which makes it rough every morning at 6 o'clock. But before we, we'll have you play one more song for us, I'm thinking.
Sure, yeah.
Because we're sort of, our time all of a sudden disappeared. But before we get to that, let's get a little bit of background. I'm looking at the bio stuff, and I know a little bit of a background, but I always love bios when they say, James Hunter was born October 2nd, 1962, into a working-class family in Colchester, Essex. And then the quote from you is, it wasn't quite like growing up with the blues in Alabama.
That's right. Yeah.
But in your part of England, tell us about the place you grew up.
Well, Colchester's the oldest town in Britain. I don't know if...
You were proud to tell me that earlier on,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. It's well old it is. It was the Romans. The Romans, it's the first place they invaded, and there's still a few roads there they haven't finished yet, so waiting for them to come back and honor their contract.
We got a few of those here as well.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
No, I mean, my family's history doesn't go back with it that far, you know, but...
But what kind of place was it to grow up?
Well, I think usually, like most sort of... Well, it was a conservative... conservative government, and usually sort of repressive regimes give rise to a lot of artistic stuff. So there was a lot going on, really.
Yeah, that's what they say. When people say, well, so how come so much great music comes out of London? So because everybody's so downtrodden.
Because you need it, yeah.
Yeah, and it rains a lot as well, of course, obviously. You need to do something. But your music, obviously, your musical style, the music that you play, is not unlike the music from Alabama and the South, obviously. So tell me about your early musical experiences and how you, number one, became a player, and then number two, a singer.
Well, my brother taught me a couple of chords, and he's a guitarist, but his taste in music really diverged from mine quite sharply. Our common ground is Lightning Hopkins. My brother's a bit of a folky, and he's a great finger picker.
Right.
I can't do it. You take this pick off me, I've had it.
Right.
And, he learnt me a couple of chords, G. And the G's the one that looks really hard and isn't. But
I can actually play that one.
You can do that one.
The F chord I cannot get.
Oh, the F, I know. That's the bar chords. I mean, I've got calluses from learning bar chords.
Right.
7 years on a railway didn't give me the calluses that this thing did.
Right. So learning to play guitar, obviously. But what... I told you, it's always my phone that goes off.
Oh.
What about the music that you were listening to, though, as a kid?
Well, for some reason, I mean, I think it was just circumstances. We found ourselves in a temporary housing problem, and we were living in the middle of an onion field in just outside Colchester, Thorington Cross.
Okay.
And we were a bit stuck for entertainment, so I inherited a load of 78s from my grandmother. You can't really inherit it from somebody who's still alive, so I have to say we'd nicked them.
I was going to say you stole them.
We stole them. Because there's nothing else to listen to. And for some reason, that gave me a taste for sort of stuff of a certain vintage, and I'm not quite sure why, just a sort of a certain flavour it had. And, I've often told this story and given a false impression that her collection was really, really hip, but she had a Jackie Wilson single. And, that was about as hip as it got.
Right. What about singers that you looked up to, though? What singers inspired you?
Well, I first heard Sam Cooke, and
I was waiting for that one.
Influenced by Sam Cooke, apart from Morrissey, of course.
Well, Rod Stewart cites him, I think, as his biggest influence
which
is kind of interesting. So Sam Cooke, but what was it about this type of music that got you? Like, we're peers almost. Actually, I'm a little bit older than you. Not much, but I'm sure we grew up listening to a lot of the same stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I was getting into T-Rex and Sweet and Glam and all that kind of stuff.
I know, I didn't appreciate that until it was too late.
Yeah.
I came to that rather late, that stuff, and it is great.
So as a kid then, you were just drawn to this music immediately, huh?
Yeah. I was just, I don't know, basically it's the groove, I think, is the most, I mean, it's the top line, obviously, the singing. Really, and I don't think on a really deep emotional level, not necessarily. I think it was just a texture and a groove, it's a rhythmic thing for me, I think.
Right. You didn't actually get a deal until like 10 years ago, right?
Well, we, no, not a proper deal.
I mean, we did records
through other people, and they were kind of one-offs. I mean, one of them was basically through a company that did reissues, us and Link Ray were the only live artists on their books.
Right.
Bless Link Ray. I mean, he was halfway to not being alive, by that time.
It's an interesting time, though, in music, and not just in the UK, but in the States in particular, where a lot of, I guess retro is the term, which is kind of horrible, but we seem to be in a moment where, not just musically, actually, either, fashion-wise and all this stuff, everybody seems to be looking back. It's like you've been waiting for your moment, right?
I know. I've got that thing of I sort of deny the term retro. It's sort
of it's horrible. I'm sorry I brought it up.
I always,
you can hit me afterwards.
But I have it level. I mean, and I can't really deny it in the way it's defined. I can't really deny it. But I mean, I wish I could remember his name. But one musician
put it really succinctly, and I wished I'd coined that one. He said, when people say retro, they mean not 80s. If it's, he's doing like music that hasn't got a Jerry curl like and its jacket sleeves rolled up.
But you know, obviously with people like Jack White and Alabama Shakes more recently, and then some of the singers out of the UK, you know, some of the female singers in particular, we seem to have hit this moment where the music that you've loved for all these years is suddenly in vogue. So that's got to be good that you're actually hitting at the right moment.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So I know you've made the records under your own name up until now, but now you've had these collaborators with you for a while.
Yeah.
And it's now the James Hunter Six. How's it feeling going out there? I mean, you're packing out halls across the States.
Yeah. Oh, it's brilliant. Yeah. It's really nice. And it's nice at last to, you know, get round to sort of sharing the blame with the other guys, you know.
Yeah, oh, that's it. I can blame it on you guys.
That's right, yeah.
So Minute by Minute is the title of the new album, and it's the first one you recorded in the States as well, right?
Yes, that's right.
Well, it's a great album, mate. I'm sorry we're out of time. I do, and I'm sorry you're sick, and I appreciate you coming in and playing for us. I think what we got to do is next time around is maybe we'll record this in the afternoon somewhere.
Okay.
You don't have to get up, and we should get the full band, and then we can really do it up. What do you think?
Well, marvellous, yeah. All right, that'll do me.
So you're going to play one more song for us?
Yeah, this one's called Gypsy.
It's great to meet you. Thank you so much.
Likewise. Thank you very much, Nick.
All right.
I went to see a gypsy to get my fortune told. He said, you want the good news first, you won't be getting old. The reaper soon will find you to end your run of luck. Your future is behind you and your past is catching up. Gypsy, with your band of gold, tell me what the future hold. Gypsy, I know you know, 'cause a sign outside told me so. He said every day is looking like the end of the line, and someone's goose is cooking in this crystal ball of mine. Your tea leaves ain't got much to see, your lifeline ain't no bigger. I say your life expectancy won't reach no double figures. Your time in Roman numerals is one eye on its own. Next time you're at a funeral, don't bother going home. Gypsy, with your band of gold, tell me what the future holds. Gypsy, I know you know, 'cause the sign outside told me so. Now cross my hand with silver, the wise old gypsy said. All I had was a length of pipe, so I crossed his head with lead. And I told that wise old gypsy, I'm sorry I got rough, but you would have seen it coming if you really knew your stuff. Gypsy, with your band of gold, tell me what the future holds. Gypsy, I know you know, 'cause the sign outside told me so.
Once again, James Hunter on The Morning Show. Great to meet you, mate.
Thank you, Nick. Likewise.
Get lots of tea today.
Will do.
And I hope to see you soon.
Will do, mate. Cheers.
All right. Jim Nelson next. It's KCSN. Have a great weekend.